Indigo operator.
Joined. Joined.
Nick, hi, it's Tanya.
Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Again.
I know.
Don't you just love dealing with us and
oh,
up at all hours of the night?
Oh, I do. I really do. Today hurt because I had to go to bed late last night, and I was like, oh my goodness.
This is, yeah, like a curse, really. Yeah, well, and the irony is, of course, I talked to one of my colleagues who organizes about 20 calls per month.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have interpretation, though, so it's a little simpler. And she wants to try you all out, and I was singing
now, is
your
that,
praises.
I think I set up a new account for her.
Joined.
Is that the planning committee? Or the policy?
Oh, the policy unit for the whole unit. Yeah, that's. But I'm part of that. But this is yet another.
Oh, good.
Yeah, this is yet another. But I told her, Glenda Sangeri is her name. I said, I think Tanya may not like it so well, though, because she's already getting up at all hours of the day and night for us. You add 20 more calls, she might just quit.
Oh, no, I actually like you guys.
Sorry, I think somebody joined us, though.
Yeah.
Your call. Yes, who's on?
Joined.
Blank joined.
Okay. Now, I did try to call Vanda. Her husband says she's on the plane from France. It's delayed. She may not join the meeting.
Okay. Mm. Wolf.
Yes.
Ça va?
Ça va, ça va.
That wasn't very enthusiastic, I have to say.
No, not really.
No.
I still have some minor problem as a consequence of the surgery, but I hope it's getting better.
Well, we do
from
too.
Day to day now.
Can't be any fun, that's for sure.
Well, the basic problem is there's still some parts in the mouth, in the upper mouth, which are swallowed, and this makes it difficult to speak.
Mm.
And therefore, I'm not as outspoken as I'm used to be at the very moment.
Well, you can just type more.
Yes, but it's a bit difficult with communication with kids.
Ah, well, of course, yeah, because you've got kids. So.
We don't exchange emails yet.
No. SMSing in the house is probably overkill, really.
Yeah. But otherwise, I'm avoiding phone calls, and I normally prefer to communicate via mail at the moment.
Yeah. I'll pass that along to Frederick, because I know he's got you in his sights as somebody to talk to next about how he can help your Ayla. So.
Yes, I think we decided to have a phone call on Tuesday afternoon next week.
Good.
But I think we will get along.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. And, you know, hopefully the extra capacity will really help you, too.
Yeah.
Because I told him, you know, what I want him to do after he speaks to all of the secretariats is actually try and talk to all of the ALSs individually.
Yeah.
And see, you know, what can be done.
What their expectations are, and
you know, if they have any mailing lists for their members, you know, would it be okay if someone on the staff joined, you know, to try and be able to communicate more with not only the ALSs but also with the members of the ALSs. So
mm-hmm.
It'll take a little while, but it'll be good, I think.
Yeah.
Something I always wanted to do, but was never really possible.
Yeah, you can do dozen things at the same time, huh? You know, always have to follow
Cheryl.
Some priorities.
Joined.
Cheryl, darling.
Hello. Oh, you're here, Nick. Well done.
I'm here, though I know that I have to leave in about 25 minutes, sadly, to go to the bank.
Yeah. No, as I say, bank trumps us. under these circumstances. Vander, Georges has just Skyped Vander's apologies.
Yeah, she's on the plane.
Her plane is delayed, at least for another hour, so I don't suppose she's going to be joining us.
Yeah, not unless she wants to make a really expensive airphone call.
a very, very expensive airphone call, however. So who do we have? I was fifth caller.
Wolf and I.
Well, how do I get to be fifth caller?
I don't know. Well, and we have Tanya, of course.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Tanya. God, you're good putting up with all of us and our nonsense. You must go to dinner parties. You must go to dinner parties and go, well, you should hear about the week I just had.
Yeah, that's what Nick was saying this morning. It's okay. You guys are wonderful.
You're just not going to be able to sleep ever again. That's the only problem for you.
I know. just bring them on. We're here.
Well, at least we're not boring.
No, yesterday's call was actually very energetic, wasn't it, Nick?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know what it's like, the Latins, Cheryl.
Okay, so that had to be Lacrallo.
Oh, wow. That yeah.
Was it done all in Spanish or Spanish
well,
and English?
Oh, we had people speaking Spanish on the English channel and English on the Spanish channel, and, you know, then we had to say, guys, please, you're making this completely incomprehensible to everyone. You got to stick with the language of the channel you're on.
Oh,
and then they were shouting at each other, and, of course, that doesn't work because there's no way to translate that.
You can't just bowl type it, really, can you? No.
Joined.
Hi there.
Hello, everybody. Annette here.
Hey, you got on okay.
Yeah, finally. First, it didn't work. This is why I'm late. Now it does work. I have no idea why it works now, but it works.
Mystery and magic.
Well, we want them to fix these things, so that's good.
It's all mystery and magic.
Bit of an echo now, though.
There is now. Annette, you've brought an echo with you, but that's all right. We can live with that as long as you mute yourself when we get into the call properly.
I can mute myself. What number is for muting?
Star six. Mute.
Star 7,
unmute.
Okay.
Sebastian is just ringing in here.
Good. Excellent. Now, I'm assuming that Alan would be an apology.
I believe that is true.
I did note that on the agenda. And we need now to note Vander. Is someone doing minutes?
I will do them until I leave. And then after that,
perhaps by the time you leave, we'll be finished. Are we expecting Fatimata then? Nick, have you heard at all from Fatimata?
Nothing, I'm afraid.
Okay.
So, Nick, will Mateus be sending me the information over to set up the other account?
Will
that come directly from the person?
I'll probably do an intro to John for Glenn.
Okay.
Or maybe Glenn will just use my code for one call and see how it works.
Okay.
We're registering apologies from Vander and Alan. We have Wolf, we have Annette, we have me. Fatimata is questionable at this stage. I think we should probably start.
And Sebastian is apparently dialing in. Sort of imminently.
Oh, well, let's wait.
Someone else
Sebastian.
Is on, too, but I couldn't recognize their recorded name.
Okay. Anyone else there? Please identify yourself.
It's Sebastian. I am online now.
Okay.
Excellent. Welcome, Sebastian. We can get on with this. Fantastic. Okay. Now, I am, to some extent, interested as to whether or not I have the correct minutes and meeting page open. I have the meeting page for the 18th of April 2008 Finance and Budget Committee.
Yeah, no, that's the next meeting.
Sorry?
That's the next meeting.
Right. There has been no input into my diary for this planning meeting. And I do need to raise a certain disappointment, to say the least, that's the case.
I believe that Matthias sent around a note with the details.
Well, if Matthias sent around a note, it missed me. Now, that also means that we need to list Veronica because she has a medical appointment at the moment and did indicate that she would be late for tonight's meeting. So we need to list her as an apology as well.
Okay, yeah, because I can see an email that's to you, copied to us, about today's meeting.
Well, I'd like to see it as well. When did that go out?
Tuesday.
Yeah,
it notes that Doodle shows Vanda, Cheryl, Sebastian, and Wolf able to attend.
And when you follow that link, you end up at the finance and budget information, not
yes.
this meeting.
Yeah, well, then he's got the wrong link.
Exactly my point. Now, I actually have a relatively busy schedule and an incredibly busy life, and unless I can rely on people getting me organised, the wheels fall off. But enough bitching from me. Give me whatever meeting page I should be on, and we will start. It also means that anybody else who may have missed out may also be not here, not through anything other than not realising it's actually on.
No, I didn't receive the... I tried to find the right mail. I've just learned by the discussion that it will be today at 2 o'clock. That's the only thing I... 2 o'clock for my time. Sorry. It's the only thing I get. I don't know anything else. In fact, I went to the Google calendar into the main section, and I tried to go to follow the link, but nothing to say that there will be a conference call today about that subject, of course.
Just looking myself.
Yeah, basically, Nick, we're...
Something's obviously gone wrong, though. So.
The wheels have slightly fallen off. I understand why, but I don't want it to be happening again.
Okay, I see the email which has gone to the meeting plan working group mailing list on Wednesday.
Nick, I think what Cheryl is talking about, it was just recent changes at a large advisory committee workspace from today, 12:42, and here I had the same confusion as Cheryl. Under the 18th of April 2008, there is exactly a schedule for the budget and finance working group.
Yes.
Was the very same moment.
Yes, and I take nothing away from the confusion, which we will try, obviously, not to repeat. But it's due to there being two meetings on the same day. And Matthias had sent out an email saying that because he was short on time, he simply attached the numbers below and not made a meeting page. And he sent that to the meeting plan working group mailing list.
But
so, okay, we will
yep.
be more careful. To ensure that when we, especially when we have two on the same day, that it is completely clear.
Absolutely. But what we now also need to do, because we are actually up to, regardless of whatever meeting I'm in, we're registering apologies,
I've had a number of Skype conversations with a number of people, for, you know, over the last week, where I have said, no, there isn't a meeting for the Paris meeting planning today. It's budget and finance.
Yeah.
So I've actually put people off who would normally have been at this meeting.
Yes.
And I think that's quite disappointing.
Yes.
And we probably need to ensure that we run another meeting in very short order to pick up those who were willing and able to attend, but which, for whatever reason, have been either put off or misled.
Yes, and I note that I put the meetings are, both meetings are in the Google Calendar. I don't remember when they went in, to be honest with you. But that said, I have also asked, about 3 weeks ago, I asked Roman Pellick, the director of IT, to find a public calendaring solution, not Google Calendar, that would allow people to subscribe to the calendar and receive calendar invitations to all the meetings that get put on there, because the number of meetings that we have in this community has more than doubled in like 6 weeks, and so it's we're all getting caught out, and I know that's not what we want. So we're trying to make it a little easier for people's calendars to be kept up to date. We just haven't quite gotten all the systems in place yet.
Okay.
But I'm sorry about today, because obviously...
We will plough on, but we're not going to get, A, the number of people we should have here, B, we actually have two meetings technically running at the same time, which I think is, to say the least, pretty special, and C, I've just reopened up my iGoogle page and my Google calendars, and all I've got is the Finance and Budget Subcommittee running still. So we definitely need to work on this. And if someone would be so kind now as to tell me what, preferably in Skype, what the meeting page is for the majority of people who are here, which is for summit planning, we shall get on with our job.
There isn't an agenda page. There is simply the Paris meeting page.
Thank you, Sebastian has saved me, as I would have only expected him to. Thank you, my dear.
you are, as
ever, greatly appreciated.
If anyone doesn't know, it's st.icann.org/ALAC, and
that's
the page
right.
You want is Paris Meeting.
Okay. So I've got the Paris Meeting page open, and there's no meeting page. So what I'm going to do, seeing as I've literally just driven down the driveway home early from a dinner party to make whatever meeting I'm in, suggest that we take the issues Wolf raised in terms of planning and timing for agendas for the second half of the Saturday and hand over to Wolf to talk to those matters.
Just so you know, I have just updated the additional meetings that are unscheduled list at the bottom of that page. So
thank
if you,
you
refresh the
I'll
page,
do a rerun then. Okay, it. Thanks. Wolf, would you care to speak to your recent emails to the list?
Yes, I suggested yesterday that for the Uralo meeting for the General Assembly, actually, according to our draft agenda, we need about half a day. The question is now whether we have a board meeting of Uralo ahead in the morning, having the General Assembly in the afternoon. That way we would need all the Saturday. If there will not be the board meeting in the evening, in the morning, but on Friday evening, there would be the option to have a summit workshop on Saturday afternoon, or there would be an open space still left for the Saturday planning.
Okay. With,
this
with
was my
your,
consideration.
With your suggestion for the Saturday afternoon for the summit meeting, are you talking about the two working groups within the summit getting together and looking at content and other logistic issues?
Well, one idea would be to present a kind of a result of the survey we are now starting in the near future, I guess.
Yeah.
As soon as the translation of the questionnaires are ready, they can be distributed, and I hope to get a kind of a representative result until Paris already. And this would be something to be discussed in a workshop on content. As Evan pointed out, the informal group for the summit planning could be held at another date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we also need the public forum to be organized as well.
Yes.
Okay. My reason for trying to pin down who the audience is for the afternoon on Saturday space is a matter of who gets in when from the community that will be travelling to Paris. Nick can... obviously, Uralo people will be in there in terms of travel from as early as possible, well, ready for the whole day Saturday. ALAC people could be getting in at any point in time on Saturday. Is that the...
Yeah, the only ALAC members who, other than you, who are arriving
before Saturday
on Friday. For the Saturday meetings are the ALAC members for Europe. Everybody else is arriving Saturday to Saturday night for meetings on Sunday.
Right. So we just need to be very aware of making space in our very packed schedule where perhaps not everyone we need can be there.
Hi, well, this is Anita.
Go ahead, please.
We also discussed that we would welcome to have ALAC guests in the European meeting, you know, that not only Europeans are there, but, you know, to discuss together. That was one thing. And the other thing is that I have problems with the line again. It's very hard, and I got a sign I have to get off here. And I'm very sorry to say bye now.
Okay.
It's difficult.
Were you dialing back in?
I'm trying to get on again.
Okay, we hope so.
Do you need me to have the system dial out to you, Anessa?
Yeah, please try again on my mobile.
Tanya.
Yes.
As long as Nick is trying to assist Annette, I would like to support this motion from Annette that from a Uralo point of view, it would be desirable to have other ALAC guests participating in our General Assembly.
Should I speak to this point?
Go ahead.
Wolf, I understand what you and Annette are saying, but it's just not from a cost perspective. We simply can't have many more people coming for a meeting which is not integral to them because of the cost of the New Delhi meeting and all the rest. So there may be some more who are there, but we can't bring people in early just for that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, unfortunately, we're going to live with the legacy of New Delhi for the next, Paris meeting. Yes.
Is there any prior meeting of the planning committee before in Paris?
Yeah, I think there may
be. Well, what I'm hoping is that by sheer good luck, those of us who are intimately involved in the planning committee for the summit will be getting into Paris at least by mid-morning on the Saturday. and so that an afternoon session will still be a success.
Yeah.
But
well, actually, I was planning to travel to Paris already for Friday, because I would like to participate at the Eugenie.
Yes, I will be at Eugenie because I'm honoured to be invited as a speaker on a panel. So I will be in Paris from Thursday afternoon.
So will be I.
Yeah, but. We should note there that, you know, that's simply because I'm getting there early and I'm covering my costs before that.
Okay.
It's a legacy of New Delhi, unfortunately, with its extraordinary extra expense, that we really need to make the rest of this financial year very, very lean indeed.
Yeah.
It's far from just us. It's
Annette.
Everyone.
Ah, welcome back, Annette.
Joined.
Welcome back. Is that better? Annette?
No echo either.
Hello.
Maybe she's
Annette.
Muted.
Okay. So, Nick, I guess what we need here is to, as I've emailed on a couple of interchanges we've had today between you, me, and Stacey, if there's any alternate flight options which don't have budgetary implications on getting people that are involved in the summit planning meeting, planning committee, and content committee there, so that they can get off a plane, get into the railway and arrive at an after lunch meeting, that would be, I think, quite advantageous.
Well, yeah,
although
certainly
probably rather cruel.
We could certainly do that to the extent people are able to, absolutely.
Yes, I think we need to just pay a fair amount of attention, because I think Wolf's proposal is one that if we can pull off, we should do.
Oh, certainly. Certainly, we'll do what we can to make that possible without adding nights and things.
Well, it would make no difference to accommodation costs.
Right, because they'd be just coming earlier the same day. So.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is, unless you want me to become super bitch, you might quietly suggest to the travel coordinator that the lists of names you put an asterisk next to should have their flights in a morning arrival schedule as early as possible, rather than a, you know, whenever schedule.
Sure.
Thank you.
Happy to do that.
Thank you. Now, has there been any work on the topic and contents for the planning of the Paris PrepCom? Because if we're going to run it, I know you've called on previous meetings, Wolf, for an agenda to be developed, but has any further work gone on with that?
Yes, I have discussed some program points with Annette, and we are working on that.
Excellent.
That means you will come up with a suggestion, I think, next week.
Oh, that's great, because I think people are going to need to be pre-prepared for the preparatory meeting.
Yes.
Yeah. Annette here?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I think that in the next 10 days we can have a nice panel ideas and we can present it.
This is for the Paris meeting, not the summit per se.
No, for the Paris meeting.
Excellent.
Also to come. Yeah.
But it would be considered as a kind of a summit prepcom.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, our idea was to integrate it and say, hey, this is what we think it should be like. And here are some discussion points to start off with. So it's a mixture of what we've done in the past already as at large advisory committee and for the summit, so that people are eager to attend the summit then.
Okay. Can I implore you all to ensure that a great deal of this pre-preparatory work goes on in an online context, because we have a number of RALOs that have been very keen and indeed intimately involved in the planning that aren't on the call tonight, some of which, of course, who may not be able to make the PrepCom meeting. And I think I'd like to see the face-to-face meeting more as a finalisation and establishment and agreement exercise and less of a discussion and planning exercise. I like to see the discussion and planning for the PrepCom actually go on well in advance of our face-to-face meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if the...
Just to come back to the schedule, Wolf, do you want to have one board meeting before the General Assembly, Euro General Assembly?
Yeah, personally, of course, I would prefer to have a board meeting before, but I've heard that some of the board members may have difficulties to come to Paris earlier than Saturday morning, because some of them are in Seoul as an OECD ministerial conference, and therefore it's again it may be a problem of time coordinations. Therefore, I'm not sure whether we may have what I personally would prefer, having a board meeting Friday, but as we have heard that it's difficult for the travel arrangement and for the hotel accommodation, and that I can have to reduce costs. So I think for the most Eurolo people, it would be good to come into Paris Saturday morning. Therefore, the first opportunity to have a board meeting in Paris would be Saturday, exactly Saturday morning, let's say around 10 o'clock, something like this, and having the General Assembly in the afternoon.
Okay, I see.
Hello?
Go ahead, Anita.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm unmuting and muting and all the time, so it's a little bit hard to be in time. I really don't like the idea of trying to get people in early in the morning, and then they will be late for the first meeting. So I think that's very difficult. I think really the board meeting should take place in the evening before, otherwise we cannot get started orderly.
Yes, that's what I see as
well. I just wanted to add to that at the reverse, that we, other acts, we are scheduling meeting on Friday. Eugenie, it's one, but I am trying to get my colleague from Isaac Europe to come on Friday evening to have a meeting. Then I will have a conflict of agenda if we have a board meeting on a Friday evening.
I'm sorry, Sebastian. I thought it's over on Friday evening, and I thought we should all try to get in earlier to join your meeting first, and then we could have a meeting in the evening.
We can try to organize that and to set up. I would love, and my guess was that all the at-large people coming to the ICANN meeting will come to Eugenie. But,
yeah.
And I really, I am sorry to say that like that, but if I knew that, I would have not put the candidacy of Paris for this meeting. If I would have known that ICANN would have shortened the money because of the New Delhi meeting, I would have not have any willingness to organize the ICANN meeting in Paris. It's unfair with Paris. It's unfair. And it's unfair with all we are trying to do. And the Eugenie meeting, and I discussed that since months before Delhi, before that my dream was to have everybody coming on Friday. And it was set up on Friday to allow people to come just one day before, not 5 days before, not 2 days before, as it's usually done for Eugenie. Then it's really unfair. Then now we have this situation. I hope that a lot of people from Alice's, from Malak, will be able to come on the our Friday meeting. Then on the Friday evening, it could be done like that, but I have also to try to set up the organization about about the ISOC ECC meeting. But let's try to see and coordinate that and see how it could be done.
Yes, it's become extraordinarily difficult indeed. I think you'll all appreciate just fitting in the additional meetings between constituencies and other advisory committees that we've worked so hard to begin back in New Delhi and in previous meetings. We now have the situation just in the general ICANN meeting schedule where we're trying to fit in formal meetings with the CCNSO, with the GAC, with the GNSO Council, informal, and now they would prefer formal meetings with ESSAC. We've got the NCUC. I mean, we actually have a expanding set of needs and a radically cut set of opportunities. So all we can do is sympathise with you, Sebastian, and, as you say, make the best of what we can with what we've got.
Yeah. Just for your knowledge, if at one stage you think that it could be useful to have half an hour or 1 hour during the cocktail, the welcome reception on a Monday evening, we have the possibility to use some private room for a short meeting. If it could be useful, I can always try to organize that. Okay, what I heard from where we are now, if we need a board Uralo meeting, some part could be done on Friday evening, but I am sure that everybody will not be there. Everybody will have good reason. A lot of people are coming back from Seoul to be on Eugenie's, and I know that it's not so tricky to come and to arrive for the Friday meeting. But if people say that they are not willing to come, it's strange, but we have to take that. And that means that on Friday evening we will not get everybody, but you know, Wolf, who will be in Seoul from the board?
Well, I'm not sure. I've heard that Janet, she renounced or she was thinking about renouncing Seoul. But otherwise, Desiree, I can imagine. I know that Wolfgang Kleinwächter will be there. And Bill Drake. Hello.
Yeah, William. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that means that, but the meeting finished on the 18th and the 19th could be used to travel, and they will be on Friday in Paris. But okay, that means that you want to set up a board meeting before. That means that it could be just on Saturday morning, and then the General Assembly, and then a meeting on the summit.
Yeah. This could be an option.
Because we have no any more time on Sunday for any additional meeting. We have
Sunday is absolutely full.
Okay. Yeah.
And
as Annette said, if people arriving on Saturday morning, having a board meeting on Saturday morning will be difficult because we may have the problem again that only few people will attend and others will step in whenever they arrive, and this wouldn't be a kind of working condition I prefer. Therefore, my preference would also be, as you said, Sebastian, having a board meeting Friday evening or Friday night, and having most of the people around Saturday morning already. But if this is conflicting with the travel policy of ICANN, we have to reconsider this.
Okay. How do you wish to proceed? I mean, I see that we may not have. I know you were suggesting we could move over to the afternoon for some of the summit PrepCom, but perhaps that should go much later, almost to an evening event, so you can fit your board and other Uralo GA functions in.
Yeah, if the Uralo board meeting would be in the morning, the General Assembly in the afternoon, we could consider a summit-related event for the evening.
I think we may as well make that the agreed fallback position. Because it seems to me that will be the timing when we are most likely to have all the right people in the right places at the right time.
Yes, I agree to that. To be on the same side, safe side, it would be best to have a summit-related event Saturday evening.
Okay.
So we could be sure that the maximum of participants will already be there.
Yes. Now, what we might do then is organise a joint buffet-style meal or something where we can share and then get down to the meeting.
So this would be
sorry,
nice.
I am back. Just had to thank
This would be an idea to have the summit planning group meeting around a meal or whatsoever.
Yes,
joined.
Okay, I think we might go with that plan then, and assume that that's as good as it's going to get to allow the very important Uralo activities to go ahead in the best possible way. How do you all feel about that? Seeing as I seem to be talking to half of Uralo, how do you all feel about that?
And is Nick back again?
Nick, are you there?
I am.
You are. I ask you a question? I'm just on the workspace for the Paris planning, and you made a space for the Saturday for Uralo. May I put in some options to make them transparent?
Please. I mean, edit it in whatever way you want, especially since if you click through, you'll go to the Uralo page for that meeting.
Okay. So I make, I put
but you
in...
you can put if you want to...
Huh?
Yeah, and if you want to actually change the time and start of the meeting and the range of times and all that on the Paris page, then go ahead.
Well, we are not on the stage to make any decision, but I can put in some optional scenarios. And so we have them before our eyes, and we can better discuss on a written proposal.
That would be excellent, Wolf. Thank you for doing that.
Okay, I will prepare this afternoon.
Excellent. Thank you.
I think it's come to one question to really organize that. Maybe we can recommend, if not request, that all the board member of Uralo must be in Paris on Friday night, even late, but that they can meet at 9 o'clock in the morning of the Saturday. Like that, the goal is to have all the board members on Friday evening and all the Uralo members who are not coming before the latest on the Saturday morning. Like that, you put the board meeting on the morning and we start the General Assembly on the afternoon with everybody, and you have good condition to work for the board and good condition to work for the General Assembly.
Yes. Nick, does this conflict with the travel policy of ICANN?
Well, no, because right now we have all the Uralo participants arriving Friday, you know, sometime Friday, so that they can start first thing on Saturday morning anyway.
Okay. So
it sounds like that would work for you.
Okay. I put this in as a main option, huh?
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, you all haven't received it yet, but I just talked to Stacey yesterday about, you know, who needed to be there on Friday and who needed to be there on Saturday. So.
Okay.
The travel booking will start soon. I'm sorry, I'm breaking the cardinal rule in attending by mobile. I hope it's not too distracting.
I think we can live with that. Thanks, Nick. It's all right. Now, I'm unsure how much further we're going to get in this meeting. Are there any other pieces of business which need to be...
Yes, I think... As it's Sebastian, I think we need to confirm or unconfirm what it was discussed on the list about the need to have a workshop session for open to everybody and a multi-stakeholder workshop on one day between Monday and Thursday between the 24, 25, and 26, because if we need that, we really need to ask Nick to do his best to have that add to the schedule already on the ICANN website.
Well, my totally biased opinion, and I think I'd probably be speaking on behalf of people like Evan and Darlene here, is that... Yes, that is absolutely essential, Sebastian, and it needs to be done very soon. Nick, what is the likelihood of us wedging in? This was a matter that was arising out of the last meeting we had. Are we likely to be able to wedge in a public workshop space?
Well, we won't have any problem finding a room because, of course, there's basically a room for at-large for the whole meeting. So so on that level, that's finding a space is fine. All I would say to you is I know they want to hold that meeting earlier in the week, and I would just look at, for example, Monday, and just look at the published calendar. I note that there is an IPv6 at-large workshop that's being organized with the IPv6 Working Group of At Large and IANA on the Monday morning.
Sorry, and
so
what will
just,
we do the other
I thing? Would just say, you know, look quickly at the ICANN schedule page and see, you know, when on Monday to hold the schedule that you think the events that are up against it won't pull lots of the people from the other communities away from it. that it should be, it should, you can, you know, if you want to use a slot, we can certainly put something in any slot you choose, because we more or less have our own room anyway.
Okay.
May I give an alternative proposal?
Please, go ahead.
Even if I know the eventually the difficulties, it's that we have no specific meeting on the constituency day, and we have a member of our community participating to each of the other constituency and one stage or another. Maybe we can come and agree on one presentation and ask all our representative, or ask everybody to become our representative to each of these different constituency, and to give the same report to everybody, and have enter to a discussion with each constituency and not with all. And I guess it will allow more discussion with more people.
How are you proposing to get continuity on those briefings? Are we going to instruct our liaisons in the PrepCom or what?
I think
the aim of the workshop was to get input into the content development, not just an advertising exercise.
Yeah, but anyway, even if we get and I hope that we will get content inputs, we will not do it on stage. Then we will take that as proposal, and we will come back to have work done together to accommodate or not accommodate those proposals. Then we can have the same in each constituency. Of course, it will not help the multi-constituency discussion that one working group could do. But as we look to the program, it's quite heavy and difficult to have one workshop, except that if we have a workshop, it will be conflicting with something else. Then we will not have everybody on the room either.
Certainly. How long are we thinking that this workshop will need to run? What duration do you think we need to plan?
I don't have any idea, but I guess that we will need 1 hour. A short presentation and try to have a discussion with the participants.
Nick, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Do you have any knowledge on what the IPv6 and ICANN at large workshop is going to do for 2.5 hours?
I've seen a couple of emails in the IPv6 working group to and from the IANA folks. I can get some more information on that, or we can just ask Izumi what state of preparedness it's at.
Yeah, well, how about we slice an hour off and give it to this group?
I think nothing can stop you, Madam Chair, from making that suggestion.
I'm serious. Slice an hour off and give it to this group.
I know.
But on IPv6 and ICANN at large, yawn. And I'm part of the IPv6 working group.
Cheryl, just a second. Two things. The first is that it is parallel to other meeting. It is parallel to the workshop on IDN, and yep. It is parallel to a business specific business track.
But on Monday, isn't it?
That's all on Monday morning.
Yep, that's
right. Means that anyway, we will not get the people from businesses, we will not get the people from IDN, and we will not get people from the who will discuss about the operating plan. Then it's a lot of people who will be already in some other meeting, and I am not sure that our title, even it's not very appealing, say, hey, just come to discuss with us about the ALAC summit. And the other point is that I have discussion with some multi-stakeholder French people about the IPv6 and ICANN at large. I don't know where it's coming from, but if we have a discussion on IPv6, it could be IPv6 and end user, but not IPv6 and ICANN at large. I don't know what it's mean. What is the topic and what is the objective? And it's one of the subjects. But that doesn't change about the title doesn't change the fact that you have three workshops in parallel.
Sebastian, you're therefore suggesting that we don't have a public.
I'm almost. Cheryl.
Yes, you're there.
Cheryl, sorry, but I'm almost certainly going to have to abruptly hang up within the next 2 minutes. All I wanted to say is, before that happens, is don't forget that there is the CCNSO ALAC meeting is intended to be sometime Monday morning also.
I'm really not seeing it happening Monday. Sebastian is suggesting that it becomes a multi-thread activity in the cross-constituency meetings. And I guess I'd like to hear what the rest of the planning committee thinks about that concept. Wolf, Anetta?
Yeah.
What do you think about Sebastian's proposal to have our liaisons and representatives in other constituencies doing promotion and interaction rather than a formal session per se? If I'm interpreting what you were saying correctly, Sebastian, please correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're perfectly right. It's not my suggestion. It's that if we want to find a solution, I made this proposal. I would have preferred to have this workshop set up, but I look quite carefully to the overall program, and I don't see where it could fit.
Well, I agree with that.
Okay. All right, so
my only point we can try to do something is to look carefully to other meetings we are going on Thursday, because on Thursday morning you have the workshop on IDN and I guess that's it, but in the afternoon you have another workshop, I guess it's not in parallel, a workshop about translation policy, and it's 1.5 hours. And as I share the last two workshops on translation policy, there is nothing to say, to add. There is just some information that the staff can give to the people where we are. Then we can ask to have shortened this workshop on 45 minutes and to have 45 minutes for at large and then the summit. That could be another possibility.
I must say I would feel very happy to pursue that and then see how we go. I think that's an excellent plan, Sebastian, notwithstanding that we should get our liaisons and our representatives in each of our other meetings to ensure that any issues relating to what other constituencies wish to say or find out about the summit are discussed as well.
Yeah.
Wolf, how do you feel?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Okay. Sebastian, can we ask you to pursue that shortening of the translation policy workshop and cleaving of some anywhere between 30 and 45 minutes for us?
I will do my best, and yes, I will.
Okay, thank you. And clearly, you need to indicate that it is the will of this meeting that that possibility is pursued.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Now, any other matters that you feel we can profitably discuss in the short time which we still have?
I just want to add to your knowledge that team will be in Paris on Monday and Tuesday next week to pre-organize the meeting. Then if from now to Monday you have any question related to the organization, to whatever you want me to be your spokesperson about that issue to this group, don't hesitate. It's a good time to try to solve some questions.
Okay. We'll let you know.
That is most helpful. Thank you. Thank you very much, Sebastian. Annette, are you still there?
Hello?
Annette?
I think she has gone, or she's out, or she's cut. Do we need an inquiry for a next planning phone conference?
Well, we have another summit meeting on the, 22nd, 23rd?
Yeah, but...
Sure.
I'm a bit confused because there was a motion to postpone this conference. Therefore, I'm not sure whether it's still valid.
The only motion I'm aware of was to move it 1 hour on. So
okay.
From or 2 hours on, depending on the doodle. When I looked at the doodle, the majority of the votes were for a 1,200 or 1,300 UTC start, and I did post to the list that the Internationalized Domain Names Fast Track Working Group now has to meet at 1,200 UTC and that on the 23rd, and that they usually meet for at least 90 minutes. So I was proposing that we met at 1400 UTC.
Sorry. I am not sure that you are not mixing up with meetings, because
considering.
I am not sure either.
Cheryl, I have the summit working group teleconference planning for Wednesday, 23rd.
8 UTC.
8 o'clock, yes.
UTC?
Yes.
Yes, UTC.
0800 UTC is fine.
That's 8 p.m. UTC. I think it
8
was...
8 p.m. 20, you mean 2000?
Yeah, 2000.
2000 UTC.
Well, 2000 UTC is fine.
Okay, it's fine with, for me as well.
Now, this means that the doodle link that I most recently looked at...
The doodles say they say the same.
Not the one I looked at. Maybe it's translated into Australian time, and I'm thinking of it in UTC time. I don't know. Anyway, 2000 UTC on the 23rd, not a problem.
Yeah,
and
it's no problem.
And the other meeting, the problem was with Evan, but I am sorry to say that if he could have answered to the doodle, I don't think he answered, and I guess the people who make the decision takes where it's more people participating, I guess.
Well, Evan has a surgery next Thursday, and he already apologized.
Yeah, he's an apology. That's fine. He's an apology.
And if I understand the calendar question, it's more, I guess it's your ExCom meeting within the afternoon, but not the summit meeting.
Okay. Right now, as long as I know, we have the next summit planning meeting at 2000. That's 8 p.m. UTC on the 23rd.
Yes.
That is fine.
Yes.
And I'm sure we will make great inroads based on what we've done tonight, and I thank you all very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Someone else just joined because we have another meeting starting now. Is that correct? Did someone just join?
That was Annetta. I brought her back into the call.
Oh.
Thank you. Annetta, you're here for finance and budget now, yes?
Okay, we'll leave you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye, Cheryl. Bye-bye.
Okay,
Adam.
Bye-bye, Cheryl. Okay, bye.
Bye. Annetta, you're here?
She's on that cell phone. Let me try her again.
All right.
Hold on.
If it fails, then it may be that we won't have a quorum anyway, so just get back to me. I shall hang on with bated breath.
Okay, one moment. Cheryl, she's coming in now.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Hi, Anita.
Anita.
Joined.
Hello, Anita.
Oh, my God, this was tough.
Tell me about it. I thought I was dialing into the Finance and Budget Committee in the first place.
So who is on?
At the moment, just you and me. We
okay.
We have apologies from Vanda.
Uh-huh.
I have no knowledge about what Fatimata is doing. Nick
uh-huh.
is in another meeting,
uh-huh.
which he's pre-apologized for.
Yes.
And if it's you and me, I'm not sure what the hell we can do.
Yeah, that's right. And I have a lot of problems with connectivity. I don't know what's going on there. It's going on and off, and they didn't get me in, and it's just...
Okay.
Okay.
Well...
Should we
I think to wrap
do it
up
online?
From, I think just to wrap up from the last meeting, though, we have our next meeting, luckily, on the 23rd at 2000 UTC, so that's 8 p.m. UTC.
Mm-hmm.
Many more of us will be available then. Sebastian will be pursuing whether... there is an opportunity for the translation policy workshop on the Thursday to be shortened and
mm-hmm,
for
mm-hmm.
us to take some 30 to 45 minutes of that time for a
okay.
more public summit workshop. And I think that would be excellent if we can do that.
Sounds good. Okay.
It also
again,
means that we will still, as Sebastian was suggesting, perhaps as you were leaving the call, that we need to ensure that our representatives and our liaisons, when they go to their cross-constituency meetings, are able to answer any questions and
okay.
or at least collect any inquiries
about the
summit and bring back for our attention. I think that's very
online.
Important. Very important point, yeah.
Okay. I have a problem here. I have to turn off. Sorry.
Okay. Well, look, Anita, seeing it is just you and me and that's not core 8,
yeah.
I will stay on the line while I finish a few notes.
Okay, great. Okay.
Just in case anyone else
yeah.
dials in. But I think we will reconvene on a date to be determined in the next 7 to 10 days by a Doodle page.
That's fine. Okay, I have to get off.
Okay, then. Thank you very much, then. Bye-bye.
So it's just you and me, Cheryl?
At this stage, it is. Now, I'm reticent to close the call knowing how slack my community is at dialing in.
That's fine. We can leave it open for a while.
I think if we can just run it, shall we say, to 25 past the hour.
No problem.
We will have done our very best to allow any latecomers to have dialed in. And,
now, which call is this?
Oh, look, darling, you know, wouldn't it be nice if we all knew, but this should be now. Don't get me started. Finance and budget.
Okay.
Oh, look, I can't tell you how impressed I am making myself look like a total idiot. I was actually unaware that the 1200 UTC meeting was other than finance and budget.
Yeah, because when they sent it over, I actually got the request to set this meeting up on Tuesday, and they didn't even, I don't even have anything for finance and budget. Let me see if that's someone for your call. Hold on.
Be great. Thanks.
Okay, nope, neither of those. They requested this call on Tuesday, but it said for planning committee, and I don't have anything on the calendar for finance and budget.
Okay. It is slightly understandable, though might I suggest, considering it is now 20 past 11 p.m. in my part of the world, and I've left a dinner party to get home in time to dial in to a finance and budget committee meeting. Slightly annoying that the person on staff who should be organising these is also currently on his National Service Army annual business for Sweden. So
I would send them an email because I'm checking the rest of the month, Cheryl,
yeah.
And I don't. There's no finance budget call scheduled.
Okay. So I think what's happened is nomenclature has got stuffed up, and we actually have more than one call intention on the same day,
okay.
And it's set up in the same time, which is just not on.
Right.
But, I mean, I can source web wiki pages which tell me that on the 18th of this month at 1200 UTC, we have a finance and budget committee meeting. And what I dialed into was a summit planning one.
Right.
Now, I don't have a problem as long as the community isn't confused. But I have, as I said during the meeting, I have Skyped probably three or four people this week saying, oh, at our meeting tomorrow or the day after tomorrow or whenever. I've said, no. The next summit meeting is the 23rd. And I do have a summit meeting on the 23rd.
I have...
2000 UTC?
So is that Atlas? Let's see.
No, the AP Rallo's on the 20.
On the 23rd, I'm looking at, let's see, 5 o'clock a.m. for me, so that's not that one. What UTC did you say?
8 p.m., 2000.
Let's see here. So that's 1 o'clock my time. And I have an ICANN ATLAS working group meeting.
ATLAS? What is that?
That is, let's see what that is. If he spelled it out. Yeah, Matea scheduled all the calls for this month.
Yeah, I think he might have had part of his mind in khaki world, part of his mind in the real world, and I will forgive him this once.
Okay, let's see, 1 o'clock. Alex Summit Working Group.
Yeah, now that is what the minutes say we should be having of the last meeting of that group.
Okay.
The last meeting of the Finance and Budget say we should be having that meeting in the space we just had, and a meeting planning, a Paris meeting planning meeting, I have no data on other than what's come through today. So it's turned into a little bit of a dog's breakfast, but there you are. These things happen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I can assure you we will now have to schedule another meeting for finance and budget sometime between the 21st and the 25th.
Okay.
All right. So if Matthias books something and it doesn't new and it doesn't say finance and budget,
flag him.
Could you just say, Cheryl said I'm to say, are you sure?
I can do that.
Because we actually have to resolve and sign off on several major documents before the 25th.
Oh, my.
You know, this little, the recording's on, so just use your imagination.
I got you. Okay.
Meeting.
Okay.
Was not exactly time critical.
Okay.
Signing off on the documents that the Finance and Budget Committee needed to discuss was, in my opinion, time critical.
Yes, ma'am.
Ah, dear. And if you would like to ensure that that recording does get across, Nick, that will save me repeating all of this again.
I believe he will hear it.
Oh, good. Okay, my darling. Look, 11:23 my time. We've given any latecomers a full 23 minutes. I can only say that we've done our best. And I'm going to deal with the rest of this later. And thank you very much.
You are
and
welcome.
And you must have such amusing moments when you hang up from these. Oh, you must have an incredible sense of humor and enormous patience. Thank you very much.
I enjoy working with you. I really do.
Okay, then.
Okay.
All right, dear, bye for now. And do pass all of this on to Nick, because we've actually had meaningful discussions, even though we haven't had a Finance and Budget Committee meeting, and it is stuff that he needs to get back to me on.
Okay, I sure will.
Thank you very much.
You're
bye.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.